lichtige garretje.
Also,
that is it. We are in Parshas Vayeshev. Something I wanted to do in Vayeshev, that you speak it to them, but I wanted to discuss a few shailas that come up halacha l'maaseh, the topic of yichud. Okay, you know, there is a issur d'oraisa to have yichud with who? With a woman that if you would live with would be a chiyuv karis. So if you would have yichud with a woman that if you would be with her would be a chiyuv karis, that would be an issur d'oraisa. If however she's only a lav, that's a machlokes between the mitzvah and the preacher whether that's an issur d'oraisa. You follow me? Let's say a kohen would be along with a grusha. If he would live with the grusha, it would only be a what? It would only be a lav, which is malchus, but it's not karis. Would a kohen be allowed to have yichu with the grusha? No. The question is that the rice of the rabban. That's what leads me to smuch grusha. You follow me, Mayor? But by a chi of karis, that's an issur d'oraisa to have yichud with a chi of karis. So the question becomes as follows. We've learned in Gemara this year that living with a nid is a chi of karis. So how could a husband ever be alone with his wife as a nid? She's a chi of karis. That's a great kasha. You know who asked that kasha? The Gemara asked that kasha. And the Gemara answers based on a Poskin Shira Shira. It says, Suga Bashoshana. Dr. Lamb wrote a whole sefer as a part of the book of Ratzal on Karas Mishpacha. It's called Hedge of Roses. Where do you get that phrase from? From the Poskin Shira Shira. The husband can conquer himself that he will not, God forbid, nifshol in Issacharis. So that is why the husband is allowed to be alone with his wife. Who is needed, and if you live with him, it'll be a key of cars. That's why there's a head to the need. But that's only where he's been with her already. If in fact there's a chuppah that's needed, we know we don't push off the wedding. The chuppah is still good, but they're not allowed to be here. We keep the door open, we keep a curtain in the room. And that gets complicated, you know, during the week of the Shavuot brachos because they can't really have yichud. Why not? I thought Sukkah Rosh Hashanah. But that's only if he's already been with her. You follow me? If he hasn't been with her, then you know, have that heter Sukkah Rosh Hashanah. So I want to go through an interesting shiloh about being in an elevator with a woman. Is that an issur yichud? So I think we need to break this down into a few different situations. Number one, the type of elevator can open from door to door, not from door to door, from floor to floor. So, Regenison Steif in his sefer claims that there's no issur of yichud, because in order to have a issur of yichud, you need a shear of bia. And the Gemara has five tanoim what the shear of bia is in Soka. And he says, if there is a, you know, elevator man, you know how some of the elevators have an elevator man that's memuna lamaisa on, is appointed on the elevator. And there's a sakana lamaisa. In other words, he's always on top of it, and he could always, he's not in the elevator, but he like is on the bottom floor, but he always has the ability to open it up any floor that he wants. And obviously he says in that situation there is no shir of bia, and there is no issur to enter elevator a woman. Okay, we got that? Now, it's a marriage woman, she is Zeus. But the king of Chorus of works with Lisa. It is a single woman, she's an Eve. She's five cars off, and five cars off, so that would be a problem. He claims in this situation, it's not a problem, okay? And therefore, we're also not shy of Yuki because of Mirsas. You guys familiar with the concept of Mirsas? What does Mirsas mean? Afraid, you're afraid. So there's paka that someone might come in, so there's no problem. This also, the Rappaport Paskin's also the Lysa. And also, the truth of the matter is, the Lysa, he claims also that there's also concern you could be caught by the Malthus, by the police, the Lysa. So that's also discussed, the Lysa. And, that might be another reason why you want to be mocked. Okay, so that's more like a, I don't know if you've been on the west side, some buildings, I think they still have it. These elevators that like are old, the old elevators, you have a guy running them, they open up the, remember saw those? Remember saw those elevators? Yeah. So that's where you're talking about a guy who's doing that, so that's the one first type of elevator. Second one is where it's kind of like on its own. And let's say there's a gap of more than, the post will say 35 seconds. I don't know, let's go from 4-1 to 4-50, I don't know. You know, certain really high buildings, or being in the elevator more than 35 seconds, is that a problem, halakha l'maisa? So the Sefer Dvar Halakha says halakha l'maisa give a Eitza Tova that wanted to tie it, it's probably gives an Eitz Tova. Shmiyad nasoso lemaylus b'shadalus adayim psuka yokot al kafter adakoma shein bashir yichu. Let's try to get off on a floor that won't be that long a distance of 35 seconds. B'giyah sham tiftach shetiftach shuv yokot al kafter shein bashir yichu. Here is Zaitza. Zaitza is, I think it's probably going to upset the woman though. Let's say you're going up to the 50th floor. So that'll be more than 35 seconds. Press 25, and then you just open it, opens, and then you close again. So that probably might annoy the other person. Like in the library, you know, or whatever. You go to a high floor, and the guy goes to two. You know, you couldn't walk, you know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you guys don't get annoyed with that. I'm not excited with you guys. Yeah, go ahead, Yum. Yeah.
Assume that maybe someone else on the outside could be pressing the button and stop on the way.
You don't know.
Right.
So Suffolk Dereisen.
I feel like that's like.
You don't know.
Once there's a hashash, isn't that enough to stop any
wrong? You don't know. You should leave the door open. You should leave your door open if you're alone with a cleaning woman. You should leave your door open. Yeah, but we don't assume like them, man. Yes, mate.
You would just say the whole premise of this because you're fearful.
Because the first case was there's a guy that had the ability to do that. He works there. There's a guy there. You don't know there's a guy there. This is the guy's job. You know, he's there. So just say some, you know, just say, oh, I forgot. I thought I was going to get off with the party. You know what I mean? Yes, Usher. What do you say? There's different shoe and soap and not pay. Of what this man is, and then like how it looks, how much it looks. And then, give me cheaters, I'll show you. So that Dalim is in our fact, the Gemara has one of those sheep is Ben Azai. Gemara asks, Ben Azai has never married, so how would he know? So Gemara gives three things. One answer is that his Rebbe told him, his mom. Another Terrence is that he was married and divorced. And the third terrence was Sod Hashem L'Yareyev, which I think is a pasuk word, Mishlei. I take a look at Hammett out, that's how you find the puzzle. Rabbi Reeder was going to get upset with me. You find the puzzle through the Gemara. And so does Hashem Lorel means Hashem gave me Siat and Shemaya, like Ruach HaKodesh. That's what it means. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, there is an interesting Shiloh that comes up. I want you to get this, which is what Mayor just asked me. If you have an electric elevator that opens up by itself on every floor, yes, then Lamaisa, or an elevator that someone who's outside, like you said, you have the Gemara, someone that's outside could stop it, like some guys just asked, then there's no Isser Yivu, because that's like Pesach Pasuk and Sarabin. I think some guys just pointed it out, there might be someone there. What did you say? We're in Mishle? Okay. You found in Sota, Hamad Ali?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is there's a heter called Pesach Pasuach and Meshusarabin. If the door is open there, the Meshusarabin, like I just told you, please, look it. So maybe you could say someone's outside the elevator. And therefore, it opens up every floor. So, Lamaisa, there are those posting that say that it's okay. Based on that heter. And the Sitz Eliezer quote the Maral Diskin that Yifud is usher even with less than that shear, the Maisa. And he says the Iker Kam is the Pasipa Fiyoto Lasso Shusos Yosef Livo. In other words, we find the Maisa that he has the ability to lengthen the time. So if he has the ability to lengthen the time, that Lamaisa is going to be usher. That's an interesting thing. That's your shear is usher in that period. So you know it's less than 35 seconds, but he has the shear to make it bigger, the ability. So therefore, maybe Lamaisa would be a problem for Lach Lamaisa. But if you know that it's not in your hands, Lichtos, for the shear via, now this would admit that there's no usher at all. And we look for the going to the elevator, and there's no shear to the tumor. And it's considered to be Pesach Pasuach, and there's a Shomer, and Lamaisa means if the door's always open, even though it's physically closed, but as I said, Allah Lamaisa, that would be a situation where it would be okay. Now, you guys might think that, one second question, you guys might think this is, you know, something that is a little bit foreign to you, but it's not foreign. It should not become foreign because the Torah should have Allah on his mind. And usually, most of these cases, we will say it's mutter, but you have to be mindful. You have to be mindful. How about Lamaisa? Yes, sir. Mainly an RSU. Did they fix them yet, or did they fix them?
They fixed the one in the market.
It's an interesting child option. Yeah, it becomes like a robe, no? Yeah, it's a Syrian child. Yes, yes. It has, yes. You know what this brings the Shiloh to? I know you're not a big fan of that, I don't think it's right, but skiing. You've never been skiing? They have those, what are those things, those ski lifts? There was a big Shiloh once where a guy was caught in a ski lift. And they closed it down for the evening and didn't realize that someone was stolen. He was on the ski lift with a woman. And everyone was gone. So, you're outside, doesn't matter. If no one's around, that's an issue. So you know what he did? And I want to investigate the shadows. He jumped off and broke his leg. Now, what's the story about this? No, maybe you heard a different story. I heard the boy dropped off, he broke his leg. Now the Shiloh is... Oh, so what's the... Yeah, that's easy. In the Shiloh, it's Yichud. Now Yichud is considered to be Abizrayu. Is it? Toshim Shai. If Yichud is an Abizrayu, then it... Abizrayu, a subcategory of the Gil of Avers, of Gil Arayas. Like Hebrew Phoenicia. Yichud also might be what we call a what? A subcategory. Yichud says the rice. I understand, but it's a deal. If you would view Yichud as being an Abizrayu, maybe you would say, Yarvah Yavah, what the guy did was right by jumping off. What did you say? Yichud, in this case, is Diraisa.
Well,
the questions are, the Rabbanans considered to be Abizrayu? That's the question. The Rabbanans of those of Gilead Arias, let's say,
right,
is that Yarva Yava. Poshachat, it's not. But, like shaking a woman's hand, it's not the Shem Hana. If the guy's doing it the Shem Hana, then that becomes Gilead Venetian. Yes, Jonathan.
But if she wasn't Jewish anyway, then it wasn't an Israelita.
She was. What did you say?
She was a Jewish woman.
She was Jewish.
But in a case where he was and she wasn't, they were straight and they paired up.
That's a question. If you live with a non-Jewish woman, it's Kanoim Pogambol, if 10 people know about it. If no one knows about it, then it's a Karis Medivri Kabbalah. That's a machlokes with it. It's seen if you live with a non-Jewish woman, are you giving karis from Navi? The Navi Malachi. Rishid is in the Rishonim.
But also like you're buckled in, even if you wanted to...
Okay, I'm just saying that I'm trying to bring out that the values of the Isser of Yichud. We have to be concerned about it, mindful of it when you start dating. You have to be mindful of it. Halacha l'maisa. And the bottom line is that, you know, we might monitor these cases elevated, but I want you to know what the principle based on it is al pi halacha, okay? And that's what's important to keep in mind. Now, let's close with one shot I had in Hanukkah, and then I want you guys to keep kazering, guys. We've got a lot to do. If someone was traveling on the first night of Hanukkah, where he was not home at all, and there's no one in his home, that he couldn't appoint a spiritual life for him at all, what do you do? The truth is, he was negligent. He should not have traveled in a way where you cannot what light. The truth is, I told the guy he was poshayim. It's really negligent to plan that like that. But in this case, what do you do the second night? He got to his place, he's going to light. Do you say Shekhiyana? What's the answer? Definitely. No, he said Shekhanah. He didn't light the first night. What happens if there was a shliach at home that he did ask for the shliach to light on his behalf? Would you still say Shekhanah the next night when you yourself personally are lighting? Yeah, he's also saying for himself. When I say shliach, the guy lives in his house. When I say shliach, you need someone in your own personal home. So, in this case, what do you do? So, because you were yotz in the mitzvah, you followed me through the shliach, but you yourself personally didn't light. The answer is you still say the shekhiyana, because you yourself personally didn't light, so you're still saying the shekhiyana for me. Okay? All right, let's continue to kazer now. We're on Gimel and Aleph Gimel and Beis. Please keep kazer. I will have shir 10:15 to 11:30. And then...